Good morning. This is Congressman Massa. How's everyone today?
Morning, guys. Morning.
So thank you for joining me the day after what I thought was one of the most important national addresses of our time. And I congratulate the president for having the resolve to make his case to the American people. However, I did not hear anything that moved me from my position, that I think the deployment of 30,000 additional troops to Afghanistan is not in the interests of the United States of America. And while I listened to him talk about a partnership with the Afghan government in Kabul, I thought about the fundamentally corrupt nature of that government. And I was reminded of the historical precedent of supporting fundamentally corrupt governments in places like South Vietnam. And I am deeply saddened by our inability, I believe, to learn from our historical mistakes. I ask questions. Why 30,000 troops? Why not 20? Why not 40? In fact, the counterinsurgency manual written by General David Petraeus calls for some 350,000. In for a dime, in for a dollar. Why are we dealing with this incrementally? I also ask the question, where does the artificial construct of an 18-month window for drawdown in 2011 come from? Why not start that drawdown now? Why not wait? And that leads to a fundamental question. What is the mission? I heard last night several missions. I heard nation building. I heard war with the Taliban. I heard war with Al-Qaeda. I heard securing Pakistan. Those are all vastly different missions. And the addition of 30,000 American military personnel, I fear, will not make any difference at all to the ultimate outcome. I feel as if we are pouring sand into a broken levee in New Orleans the day after Hurricane Katrina. And so it is with a measure of sadness that I cannot stand with the President of the United States on this issue. We have important testimony soon. Tomorrow, the Secretary of Defense and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Tuesday of next week, General Stanley McChrystal and Ambassador Carl Eikenberry will be before the House Armed Services Committee, where I intend to ask some very serious questions about how these numbers were arrived at, how we're going to pay for it, and how we're going to mitigate the sacrifice for those families and soldiers who will be deploying a sixth and seventh time. So there is much on the plate yet to discuss, and I care not for the political affiliation of the individuals making the decision. This is not about partisanship. It's about making decisions in the interests of the national security of the United States of America. Many of you remember that I stood in opposition to the policies in Iraq of President George W. Bush with equal intensity as I now take a position with respect to a president in office currently. It matters not the political affiliation. This is not a political issue. And to those who would say, and I know you will hear this, that we must complete the mission, my answer is, what is the mission? If the mission is to create a Jeffersonian democracy in a nation that looks somewhat like the United States of America, then we are clearly on a fool's errand. It is as if we are asking Americans to go to Afghanistan to fight and die for what the Afghan people will not fight and die for. We did not invite the French to help us liberate ourselves from the British and then sit down and say, okay, you guys got the war. Please send over another 30,000 French troops. American citizens stood and fought and died for what they believed in long before anybody came to our assistance, and that simply is not the case in Afghanistan, nor do I believe it ever will be.